Last night, bluegrass artist Billy Strings kicked off the first of six shows at Harrah's Cherokee Center, filling downtown Asheville with the tie-dye and good vibes. Strings is known for genre-bending bluegrass tunes that beckon herds of Billy Goat fans to town for tunes and hopefully an economic boon in tough times. And you can bet when Billy Strings comes to town, BPR's Laura Hackett will be there.
Bobby Elizondo of Burnsville is standing behind a flat-top grill on the sidewalk, cooking grilled cheeses in front of the Civic Center.
A bunch of mozzarella or cheddar, pesto, garlic, tomato. Then I got other grilled cheeses that I do that have caramelized onions and fig jam, and I always make everything with love.
It's the Yancey County resident's first show since Hurricane Helene, and he's happy to be back in his element.
You know, I lost my truck, and we lost a lot of other things, and it's just been like this journey we've been on, and like from a near-death experience to like back to where our heart is, and that's here, like on a shakedown streets, vending our goods at a Billy Strings show.
Elizondo is surrounded by fans strumming on guitars and other vendors who are selling band merch, jewelry, and other trinkets ahead of showtime.
It's beautiful that he decided to come to this area because it needs this right now, you know? It's probably the most people that have been here since the hurricane, so it's like, it's a really uplifting thing to see the community here that we have at Billy Strings be here to support the community that we have here in Western North Carolina.
Elizondo loves being part of the Billy Strings fandom. The bluegrass music, he says, and its connection to Appalachian culture is what makes the concert such a special experience.
It's a lot of bluegrass that we have here in Western North Carolina, and I think that brings a good crowd. So everyone, it's just familiar, and it's good, and it's wholesome, and it's uplifting. And that's what everybody needs, is just to take a step back, forget everything that's been going on for a moment, and just enjoy these amazing musicians create something that's so, like, just unlike anything else.
Down the block, Christina Parks is one of the first in line for the concert. She came all the way from Florida with her friend and says that she's seen Billy Strings more than 30 times.
Whenever I went the very first time, St. Augustine, Florida, 2022, I was hooked. So every show is different. I think he has something like over 900 songs in his setlist catalog. He will not play the same song any night that he's here in Asheville over the next several nights.
She was also hit by the hurricane in Cedar Key, Florida, so she's doing what she can to help locals.
We are well experienced in hurricane relief, and we are actually spending the week in between the shows to help in different parts of North Carolina. We're volunteering, I think, Black Mountain, Swannanoa, and then with Beloved Asheville here the last couple of days that we're here.
I asked Parks, what should people expect from a Billy Strings concert?
For your face to be melted. There are no words or anything that I can tell to you to prepare you for what's going to happen inside tonight.
All these extra visitors bring a lively energy to downtown, one that many local businesses have missed. Andrea Roach, who owns a small bike taxi company, says she's excited by the visitors and ready for an evening full of pedaling. The Billy Strings party will continue over the next 2 weeks, with Strings playing five more shows. For BPR News, I'm Laura Hackett.
This is Blue Ridge Public Radio.